President Biden presented the 2021 National Humanities Medals in conjunction with the National Medals of Art on Tuesday at the White House. The 12 distinguished medal recipients include writers, historians, educators, and activists. The National Humanities Medal recipients have enriched our world through writing that moves and inspires us, scholarship that enlarges our understanding of the past, and through their dedication to educating, informing, and giving voice to communities and histories often overlooked, said NEH Chair Shelley Lowe, a Navajo. I am proud to join President Biden in recognizing these distinguished leaders for their outstanding contributions to our nation's cultural life. Native America Calling, an interactive show on the radio and online, received one of the honors. The show educates the American public about indigenous issues while preserving indigenous history and culture to honor their contributions that strengthen the sacred nation-to-nation relationship. An Apache group battling a foreign firm that wants to build one of the largest U.S. copper mines on what tribal members say is sacred land is getting a new chance to make its point to a full federal court of appeals panel. The 11-member panel of judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is considering the appeal by Apache Stronghold to save Oak Flat, a site east of Phoenix that the group considers sacred. A smaller Ninth Circuit panel previously ruled 2-1 that the federal government could give the Oak Flat land to Resolution Copper for a mining project that would swallow the site, ending Apache religious practices there. Resolution Copper says it will continue trying to address concerns. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.